Thank you guys so much for inviting me here. I preached here about a year ago in the English service.
在一年前我到英文堂来崇拜，谢谢大家邀请我。
And I'm very thankful that I could be invited back to preach here in the Chinese service as well.
我很感恩能够到中文堂来讲道。
My wife and my two kids joined me today.
我的太太跟我的两个小孩在我们当中。
And you can see my beautiful wife in the front.
可以看到我美丽的太太在这里。
And my two kids are in the child care.
我的两个小孩现在在儿童部。
The one is a COVID baby.
其中一个是在 COVID 时间出生的。
So you might see my wife rush out here in a moment.
所以你等一下可以可能看到我太太可能要回去再看她。
He's not used to strangers.
她不太习惯有陌生人在旁边。
But I'm very thankful to come and share this sermon with you.
我很感谢与大家来分享信息。
I love my phone.
我喜欢我的手机。
I'm a millennial and I love technology.
我是千禧年世代，我非常喜欢科技。
And one of my favorite things about my phone is the selfie camera.
我最喜欢手机的就是有自拍模式。
I love to take selfies.
我最喜欢自拍。
In fact, my generation loves to take selfies.
事实上，我的整个世代都是爱自拍的世代。
In 2018, over 24 billion pictures or selfies were taken and uploaded to Instagram.
2018年有240亿张自拍的照片上传到社交网站。
And those were just the pictures that had the hashtag selfie.
你说这么多张也只是算说上面有一个标签说这是属于自拍类的照片。
That does not include any of the pictures that did not have the hashtag or any of them that were just not good enough for social media.
有些照片是自拍可是它没有贴上标签所以没有算进来。
The amount of pictures we are taking of ourselves is incredible.
我们现在每天自拍的照片多得惊人。
And it feeds into that narrative that millennials are the most narcissistic generation of all time.
所以你可以说千禧年世代是一个最自命不凡的世代。
However, as a youth pastor, I know that Generation Z is actually called worse than millennials.
事实上比千禧年上更年轻的 Z 世代呢，作为青年牧师，我知道他们更糟糕。
But it's not entirely our fault.
但是不能说全部都是我们的错。
Since I was a little kid, I've always been told to take care of myself.
我小的时候，家人就告诉我说要照顾自己。
I was told many times to look after myself before I look after anyone else.
要先照顾好自己，才可以去顾好别人。
And we live in a culture where becoming a lover of self is common and expected.
我们的文化就是自恋自爱。
Even modern day psychology teaches you that you need to learn to love yourself.
即使是现代心理学也告诉我们说先要把自己顾好。
You need to learn to accept who you are, and if anyone else has a problem with you, it's their problem, not yours.
你要学会接纳自己，如果有问题，那是别人的问题，不是你的问题。
I even heard this idea in a sermon.
我甚至在有一次听讲道的时候听到这样。
I one time heard someone preach on the greatest commandment.
听到有人讲这个大诫命的时候。
Love God, love your neighbor.
爱神并且爱你的邻舍。
And their main idea was that before you can love God, you first have to learn to love yourself.
所以这个讲员就说在你可以爱邻舍之前你要先学会爱自己。
Not exactly what that passage is teaching us.
但是事实上那个经文不是这个意思。
But it's a common theme in American culture.
在美国的文化当中，这是很常见的现象。
And I believe that theme, though, has consequences.
但是我相信这种想法是有后果的。
Because not only are we the most narcissistic generation of all time,
不止我们是最自命不凡的世代，
but we are also the most depressed and anxiety-prone generations of all time.
我们却是最忧郁、最常常焦虑的世代。
Forgive me, I forgot to get my PowerPoint ready. And so, a verse that I like to go to, a verse that I read that kind of expounds on this idea, that kind of presents this idea to us.
今天我们要谈到的经文 I can...
is 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5.
今天我们要谈的经文是提摩太后书三章一到五节。
And in thisverse, what we see is Paul is describing the people of the end times.
在保罗在用这段经文在描述末世会怎么样。
And he says in 2 Timothy 3, 1 through 5, he says this.
他这样子说,
you might have to go back to the English. Sorry, I don't have the... Yeah, thank you. But understand this, that in the last days there will come times of difficulty, for peoples will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good. They would be treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having the appearance of godliness but denying its power.
在提摩太后书三章一到五节，你们该知道末世必有危险的日子来到，因为那时人要专顾自己，贪爱钱财，自夸，狂傲，谤读，违背父母，忘恩负义，心不圣洁，无亲情，不解怨，好说谗言，不能自约，性情凶暴，不爱良善，卖主卖友，任意妄为，自高自大，爱宴乐，不爱神，有敬虔的外貌，却背了敬虔的实意，这等人你要躲开。
And so in this verse, he gives us the description of the people of the end times.
所以这段经文在告诉我们末世人是这样子。
But when I read this, I immediately think of Americans.
但是当我想到这段经文，我就不禁想起美国。
We have become a culture obsessed with selfies.
我们这个国家的文化是专顾自己的文化。
We have become a culture that are lovers of self.
我们成为一个专爱自己的国家。
And the question I want to kind of explore today is how do we avoid becoming lovers of self?
所以今天我要谈的问题是怎么样逃避这种情况。
And to do this, I'm going to look at primarily two passages in Scripture.
我想要用两段经文来理解这件事。
The second one, or the first passage I'm really going to explore is 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17.
第一段经文我要谈的是提摩太后书三章十六到十七节。
At the beginning of chapter 3, we see Paul gives us a description of the people of end times.
在提摩太后书第三章的一开始，刚才我们读到的经文是在描述末世的景况。
At the end, he gives us the answer on how to avoid becoming like them.
但是在同样一章的后面，他在讲怎么样解决这个问题。
And so we're going to look at that verse.
所以我们要一起来看。
But then we're also going to go to another passage in Hebrews 5.
然后我们要再来看希伯来书的另外一段经文。
And this passage is going to give us something to apply into our lives.
然后用这段经文来应用在我们的生活当中。
But first, let's start with 2 Timothy 3, 16 through 17.
我们一起来看提摩太后书三章十六节。
And remember, this is the answer to how to avoid becoming lovers of self.
记得这个是如何避免自我中心的解药。
It says,
他这样说,
All scripture is breathed out by God, and is profitable for teaching,for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, equipped for every good work.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
And so, the main idea in this passage, the one I want to explore, is that to avoid becoming lovers of self, we must read Scripture.
所以我们如何能够避免自恋是我们必须去读经文读圣经。
We must take the selfie camera and switch it to the backwards camera.
所以我们要从自拍的这个镜头呢转换成看外面这个世界的镜头。
And then we need to point this camera at something far greater than ourselves.
我们要超越自我我们看到的眼界要超过我们自我的世界。
We need to point it at God.
我们要瞄准对准上帝。
We need to point it at his word to us.
我们要看准他的话。
And that's how this passage starts.
这个经文是这样子开始。
It starts off by saying all scripture is breathed out by God.
一切的起点都是从神的话语，圣经都是神所默示的。
God is the author of scripture.
神是圣经经文的作者。
But at times this can be confusing because even as I introduced 2 Timothy,
但是有时候有点搞不清楚。
I would often say that Paul wrote this to us.
因为我会想说，这经文明明是保罗写的啊。
So who is it? Is it Paul or God? Who is the author of this book?
所以到底圣经的作者是保罗呢，还是上帝？
A great way to illustrate this is by looking at another famous author named John Milton.
那我就想到有一个诗人叫 John Milton.
If you go and study literature, you will study John Milton.
如果你念文学的话，你应该认识这一个人。
But many people don't know that he actually became blind when he was 44.
他是一个很有名的诗人，很多人不知道他在44岁的时候他眼睛瞎了。
Yet his most famous work that he ever produced was called Paradise Lost.
他最有名的作品，在他44岁以后，瞎了以后，最有名的作品叫做《迷失在天堂》。
It was written after he became blind.
是在他瞎眼以后写的。
Now, when he wrote it, he didn't write it on paper because he couldn't do it any longer because he couldn't see.
他因为看不见，所以他已经不能用自己的手写在纸上。
So instead, he had his friends and family write down his words that he spoke out loud.
所以他就请家人朋友，当他一边说的时候，一边替他记下来。
But yet, when we say who's the author of Paradise Lost, we don't say it's his friends or family.
所以当我们说《迷失在天堂》这一本书是谁写的时候，我们不会说是他的家人跟朋友写的。
We say it's John Milton who wrote Paradise Lost.
我们说是 John Milton 这位作者所写的。
In many ways, it's the same way with Scripture.
这就有点像圣经。
Paul wrote it down, but the words came from God.
保罗写下来，但是他写下来的这个心意是从神而来。
And so God gave us this Bible because he wanted to speak to his creation.
所以神给了我们这本圣经，因为他要写给我们这些受造物。
So these are the very words of God himself.
所以这是神对我们的启示。
Now we see...In the section of Scripture, we see that the first thing he wants, first purpose of Scripture is to teach us.
第一个圣经的目的是教导我们。
And this was not a debatable thing in the past.
这个在过去并不是有什么好争论的。
In the past, people considered this to be truth.
在过去大家都知道圣经就是真理。
In fact, if you would go to your university or even in high school and middle school, you would study this as the truth.
如果在过去的话，你现在在学校，那个时候在学校里面，你会学习圣经当作真理来学习。
But now many people want to consider the Bible to be a myth.
但是现在很遗憾的，许多人将圣经当作一个神秘的。
Full of great stories.
只是里面有很多奇妙的故事。
But not necessarily the truth.
但未必是真理。
Just one good way, not the only good way.
只是其中一个道理，但不是唯一的真理。
But Scripture says that this God gave us this to teach us.
但是圣经说，神给我们这些他的话语是要教导我们。
And one of the things that Scripture teaches us is that nobody should seek their own good, but the good of others.
圣经上面教导我们说，不是要追求自己的益处，乃是要追求别人的益处。
And in fact, in Galatians 2:20, it says.
在加拉太书二章二十节这样说。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I live now in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活。他是爱我，为我舍己。
We are meant to die to our own desires.
我们如果死在，我们必须死在我们自己的欲望当中，向欲望而死。
The Bible teaches us our life are meant to be spent for others.
圣经在告诉我们说，我们这个生命是要为别人而活。
To avoid becoming lovers of self, we must allow the Bible to teach us.
我们必须让圣经来教导我们，使我们有这样的心思意念，能够为着别人的好处而活。
The second thing we see in 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 is that Scripture will correct and reproof our course.
第二件事情我们学会的就是圣经来督责我们。
When I was in high school, this was before smartphones and before GPS.
在我高中的时候，那时候还没有手机。
And so if I wanted to navigate in a city, I would go online, I would put in the address, and I would print out Google instructions on how to navigate.
所以在我出发之前去一个地方，我会先到网络上面，先把该走的地图通通都先下载打印出来。
But even though I did this, I often would get lost.
但是即使我手上有打印好的地图，我还是常常迷路。
But I was okay with that. I enjoyed getting lost.
但是我没有问题，我迷路也没有关系。
Because I never knew what I was going to find.
因为我知道我一定还是会到目的地。
And I had a confidence that as long as I drove long enough thatSooner or later, I would find my way.
因为我知道我再这样子一直绕下去，最后一定会绕到，因为我有地图。
Many of us, we treat life like this.
有的时候我们对于人生是这样看。
We get lost in life.
我们在人生当中迷失方向。
And we just keep driving, hoping we will find our way.
我们就不停地开，希望有一天能够找到道路。
But what I want to tell you is that this book is your GPS.
但是我想告诉你，圣经就是你的导航系统。
This is your Google Maps app.
这就是你的谷歌地图。
And it will help you find your way.
它会帮助你找到你的道路。
It will help to make sure you won't get lost.
它会确保你不会迷失方向。
I never get lost anymore with my GPS.
我再也不会迷失方向。
The third thing we see in 2 Timothy is this idea that Scripture will teach us how to be righteous.
第三件事情，经文在告诉我们说，圣经可以使我们归正。
Last year, I challenged my graduating seniors with this idea.
去年我跟要即将毕业的高中生，我给他们这个观念。
Imagine if Jesus was in your high school.
如果耶稣就是你的同学。
Or maybe your middle school.
甚至是你初中的同学
or he was a student in the college you're going to,
或者是你在将来在大学里面的同学
For you guys, imagine if Jesus was one of your co-workers,
或者是你假设耶稣基督就是你的同伴，你的工作上的伙伴
or he was just in your friend network,
或者是在你的朋友圈里面
How would he be different?
他跟其他人有什么不一样
What would he do differently?
他跟其他人做法有什么不一样？
I asked my student team leaders this question.
我将我高中生的，我问他高中领袖的，问我问他这个问题。
And they told me that they imagine he would share the gospel more often in school.
他说，我想耶稣基督可能会更在学校里面分享福音。
That he would spend more time with getting to know people and building relationships.
他会更花时间去认识身边的人，并且建立关系。
And maybe less time on homework.
或许比较不会花那么多时间在功课作业上面。
That his life wouldn't be focused on their future career or his future career.
他可能不会那么在意他未来的人生发展方向。
But that his life would be focused on saving many people.
但是他的人生重点可能是在于怎么样使人得救。
And so I told them, then why aren't you doing that yourself?
所以我就挑战他说，为什么你自己不这样做？
Because Scripture trains us to be righteous.
因为经文在训练我们，使我们归正。
And one of the best ways it's trained us to be righteousness is giving us the perfect example of righteousness.
最好的方式归正就是有一个好的样板，好的模范可以学习，向他学习。
And so we are meant to be like Christ.
所以我们的人生就是要像耶稣基督的人生一样。
And we are meant to live our life like Christ.
所以我们人生的意义在于我们活的就像耶稣基督。
And Scripture will help train us in righteousness.
圣经会帮助我们归正。
To avoid becoming lovers of self, we must read Scripture.
所以避免自恋，避免自我中心，我们必须阅读圣经，阅读经文。
We must allow Scripture to teach us.
我们必须让经文来教导我们，使我们改变。
To rebuke and correct our course.
来督责我们，来谴责我们，使我们能够回到正轨上面。
And train us to be righteous.
And 使我们能够回到正轨。
Now I want to transition to another verse.
所以我要接下来讲一段经文。
And this verse is in Hebrews.
这一段经文是在希伯来书。
Hebrews 5:12-13.
五章十二到十三节。
Does this look weird to you guys?
这看起来很怪吗？
Having an adult drink a bottle of milk?
我是一个大人，我喝奶瓶有错吗？
Well, to me, this is weird as well.
所以你觉得很奇怪吧？
If you come to church,
如果你到教会来，
and this is the only time that you eat.
如果你到教会只是来这边喝奶，
if this is the only time that you feed on the word of God.
如果你只是这样子的属灵去喝这种属灵的奶，
it's like an adult drinking a bottle of milk.
就好像一个长好的大人一直在喝婴儿的奶。
It is weird.
很奇怪。
And that's what our next passage says.
所以下一段经文这样说。
Hebrews 5:12-13.
希伯来书五章十二节。
It says, For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the basic principles of the oracle of God. You need milk, not solid food. For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness since he is a child.
看你们学习的功夫，本应该要做师父，谁知道还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们。 并且你们成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人，凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
The Bible teaches that some of you guys ought to be teachers by now.
在座的有些人现在应该要来教导神的话了。
It teaches that you have been a Christian long enough that you should be sharing and teaching God's word to others.
你在做基督徒已经做得够久了，你早就应该知道神的道理。
That you should know the Bible so well that it should just come naturally for you to teach others about it.
你应该非常熟悉经文，你随时都可以要教导人了。
But instead of teaching the word, we come here on Sundays.
但是你没有教导人，你礼拜天到这里。
And we just suck.
我们就是来这边吸吮。
We just suck from the pastor.
我们就是从牧者身上吸吮。
And we just allow the pastor to feed us.
我们叫牧师来喂我们。
Like a baby.
就像小孩一样。
I've been there.
我就是这样的人。
I used to suck.
我曾经就是这样子，只是来吸吮。
I would come to church every Sunday.
我每个周日来到教会。
And that would be the only time I would eat.
那是我唯一属灵进食的时候。
But it was never enough.
但从来都不够。
The pastor could never feed me enough.
我就抱怨牧师不能够给我足够的喂养。
And so I used to complain that the pastor's sermon wasn't good enough.
所以我就抱怨说牧师的讲道不够好。
That our church wasn't good enough.
我们的教会不够好。
But in reality, I wasn't good enough.
事实上不好的是我。
I was sucking the life out of the pastor. I was sucking the life out of the church.
我只会从教会从、别的地方来取得来吸引。
Because every Sunday morning I would show up asking myself, what can the church give me?
所以我每天、每周日早上我都在问说教会能给我什么。
Instead of asking, what can I give to the church?
而不是问说我能给教会什么。
Instead of becoming to the church well fed.、
而不是让教会能够更加的丰盛。
I came to the church starving.
我到教会、来是渴的饥渴。
This is a feast.
这是一个丰盛的属灵食物。
This is a buffet.
圣经就像是 buffet 一样。
A Chinese buffet.
像中文 buffet,、中国中餐 buffet.
But many of us are not eating.
但是很多人不吃。
Many Christians do not eat daily.
很多基督徒不吃真正的食物。
And to me, that is weird.
对我来讲，这很奇怪。
We are not, the church cannot give you enough.
我们教会，如果你只靠教会的话，教会给你永远不够。
But thank be to God that he gave us all his word.
但是感谢神，神为我们存留他的话语。
So that we can eat anytime we want.
在任何的时候，你打开圣经，你就可以享受神的食物。
Imagine what would the church look like.
你想想看，教会会变成怎么样？
If we all came to the church,
如果我们都来到教会，
not wanting a meal,
不吃食物，
but wanting to feed others,
而是只是想要去喂养别人，
not needing a meal,
而不是只是想我自己能吃什么，
but being so full that we can't just help but share our fullness with others,
而是我自己已经吃得非常之饱。我可以怎么样分享给你？
There are four things I want you to do, include into your life this next week or this next year.
有四件事情我希望、各位能够、与我一起来思想。
Four ways to help us get out of selfie mode.
有四件事情避免自我中心。
The first thing I want you to do,
第一件事我希望你这样做，
is I want you to read scripture.
我希望你来读经。
Every day.
每天读。
Or at least 15 minutes a day.
一天十五分钟。
Some pastors say they just want you to read one verse a day.
甚至有的牧师说一天读一节就好了。
But I want you to read 15 minutes a day.
但是我不是这样，我说十五分钟。
And here's why I want you to read 15 minutes.
原因是这样。
Science and medical science has made a lot of progress when it comes to studying the brain.
在医学上面，在研究头脑，发现这样。
The MRI machine has made great progress in helping us understand how we work, how our brain works.
核磁共振使我们更了解脑部的结构。
And one of the things that they have recently discovered is that if you do anything 15 minutes a day,
他发现说如果你每天持续15分钟做同样的事情，
that will actually literally change the way your brain works.
事实上你头脑的结构是会改变的。
It will groove paths in your brain.
它会铺出一条道路。
It will create these networks and these new connections in your brain.
它会铺出一条新的道路，在脑海当中发生连接。
It will change your brain.
你的头脑会发生改变。
Now, pastors for years have been saying that if you read the Bible, it will transform you.
很多牧者，我想各位都听到，如果你每天读圣经，你的生命会发生改变。
Now we have medical evidence that supports that.
所以现在医学也是证明这样的事情。
Reading the Bible just for 15 minutes a day will literally transform you.
每天读圣经15分钟就改变你的生命。
But that's not the only reason why I want you to read 15 minutes a day.
但这不是唯一的原因。
If you read 15 minutes a day, you will read on an average 90 hours a year.
一天15分钟，一年就是90个小时。
And the average person can read through the Bible in 72 hours.
在念完整本圣经是72个小时。
And so if you read this 15 minutes a day, you read the Bible at least one time a year.
所以一天15分钟，你至少圣经一年就读完一遍。
Imagine what our church would look like if everyone who came to the church read the Bible every year.
如果各位的每一个人都这样子做的话，你觉得我们教会会变成什么样的教会？
Imagine what it would look like after 5 years.
五年以后是什么样的教会？
After 10 years.
十年以后是什么样的教会？
After 20 years.
二十年呢？
And we've read the Bible 20 times in 20 years.
如果二十年你读圣经二十遍，
imagine how fat we would be.
你会看你会不会属灵上面你是不是非常之滋润？
Imagine how much we could feed others.
然后我们还可以喂养别人。
It makes sense then why Paul would say some of you ought to be teachers.
所以保罗这样说是对的，在座当中有几位要成为圣经的老师？
Because we were all meant to feast on God's word.
因为我们都是一起来共享神的话语。
The second thing I want you to do is I want you to study scripture.
第二件事情，我希望各位能够研经。
The sermon is a good way to study scripture.
你来这边听讲道是一种研经的方式。
The Chinese community, we love education.
我们中国人很喜欢学习。
We encourage our students to take notes at university in class to really study the material.
我们鼓励大家做笔记来认真学习。
I encourage you to do the same here.
我也鼓励各位这样做。
That when you hear a sermon, I encourage you to take notes.
当你听到好的讲道，我鼓励你记下来。
To study the pastor's words.
来仔细的来思想研读。
And if you actually even disagree with the pastor.
所以如果你不同意的话。
To debate the pastor afterwards.
你可以来跟牧师 来辩论来讨论。
I, as a pastor, want my congregation to come and talk about my sermon with me after I get done preaching.
事实上，作为牧者，当我讲完道的时候，我非常期待会众来跟我挑战，跟我讨论探讨。
I want them to ask me questions.
我希望他们来问我问题。
And I want to go deeper.
我希望走得更深。
Sunday school classes is another great way to study scripture.
主日学是一个学习圣经、研读圣经的好方法。
If you're not part of a Sunday school class, I encourage you to become part of one right away.
如果你不在主日学，在新生命学院里面，我鼓励各位马上来加入。
Get involved in Bible studies.
你要参与圣经的学习。
But don't just take in.
但是不是只是来吸收。
But research.
你要自己去研究。
Read books.
要开始看属灵书籍。
Read books by godly men who have written on the passages you are looking at.
看属灵伟人他对于这一段经文有什么样的看法？
Treat this like you would a university class.
就好像你在大学里面学习的态度。
And study the material.
正正真真的学习圣经。
The next thing I want you to do is I want you to memorize scripture.
第三件事，我希望各位能够将经文背起来。
One of the things I have seen more often in my lifeWhen it comes to memorization, is that it helps me correct my course.
当我有经文背起来的时候，当我偏离道路了，我就会用经文来提醒我。
Memorization helps me when I get lost.
当我失落的时候，经文就浮现，可以帮助我。
And it helps me from getting lost.
而且会帮助我不至于轻易的就迷失。
When I'm tempted to go down the wrong path.
当我被引诱想要去做错事的时候。
When I'm tempted to sin.
当我要去犯罪的时候，
It's amazing what verses God will bring to my mind.
我觉得太奇妙了，心中就浮现经文来阻止我。
Verses that I had one time memorized.
因为我曾经背过这些经文。
That will help keep me on the right path.
它帮助我归到正道。
In fact, we see the exact same thing happen in Scripture in Matthew 4.
在马太福音第四章也是同样的情况。
When Jesus is being tempted in the desert.
当耶稣在旷野中被恶者所试探。
Satan attacks him.
撒旦攻击他。
And what does Jesus do?
耶稣怎么回应？
He quotes scripture at Satan.
他用经文来回抵挡恶者的攻击。
And Satan has no power against scripture.
撒旦对于经文是没有任何的权柄的。
So I want you to memorize scripture.
我希望你能够背下经文。
The last thing I want you to do is I want you to meditate on it.
最后一件事，我希望各位默想经文。
What do I mean by meditate on it?
我的意思是这样。
Oftentimes, I found in my own spiritual journey that God will bring verses into my heart and into my mind.
我常常发现，有时候神会让我一直去想一节经文。
Verses that kind of stick to me and I can't get rid of.
这个经文就一直粘在我的身上，好像我都不能离开它一样。
I'll find myself hearing sermons over this verse, over and over again.
不知道为什么我就一直想到这段经文，甚至听到道的时候也正好听到这段经文。
I'll find myself getting in conversations with people and all of a sudden this verse will pop up.
我跟人家讲话的时候，突然这段经文就会映现在我的脑海中。
I can't escape it.
我没有办法逃离它。
And what I have discovered or what I believe I have learned is that God is placing these verses in my life for a reason.
然后我就留意到神把这句话给我是在我生命当中有一个原因目的的。
God is in charge of my sanctification.
因为神是负责我的成圣。
And he knows how I need to be transformed.
他知道我要怎么样改变才能成为圣洁。
And so now when these verses come into my heart and into my mind,
所以当这些经文到我的生命当中,
I stop and I meditate on them.
我停下来,我仔细思想,我在默想。
And for weeks and for months, I would think about this verse.
几周,几个月,我都在想这句话。
And I'll ask God, what do you want me to do here?
然后我问神说,这句话什么意思?你要我做什么?
How do you want to change my thinking?
你要怎么改变我?
How do you want me to change?
你希望我自己变成怎么样？怎么改变？
So there's four things I want you to do to avoid becoming lovers of self.
有四个方式我介绍给你，要避免成为自我中心的人。
I want you to read scripture. I want you to study it. I want you to memorize it. And I want you to meditate on it.
我希望你读经，我希望你研经，我希望你背经，我希望你默想经文。
Now I know that this seems like a lot.
我知道这样听起来好像要的很多。
Many of us are just too busy.
有许多人，我们就是太忙了。
We are, our lives are just too hectic with too many things.
我们的生命当中有太多的纷扰的事情，太多的事情在占据我们的时间。
But I used to make that excuse myself.
但是我也是用这个方式作为借口。
And truth is, it had nothing to do with my busyness.
事实上，这不是一个好的借口。
It had more to do with the fact that I loved myself more than I loved God's word.
事实上，我只是一个爱自己的人。
I valued my time more than I valued God.
我看重我自己的时间，更重于我跟上帝的时间。
It is strange when people say they love Jesus, but they don't love God's word.
很奇怪，当我们这样说，说我爱耶稣基督，但是我不喜欢圣经，讲这句话的人非常奇怪。
I've been there myself one time.
我自己曾经也是这样的人。
My challenge to you is don't let that be your excuse.
我挑战你，不要成为借口。
Don't love yourself more than you love God.
你不要爱自己高过爱过神。
Avoid becoming lovers of self.
你要逃避自我中心。
Avoid becoming like the people of the end times.
不要成为末世的那一种人。
Switch your life off of selfie mode.
关掉你的自拍模式。
And instead, point yourself to someone greater than yourself.
然后将你自己去对象，朝向比你更高的那一位。
There is only one way to avoid becoming lovers of self.
只有一种方式，你可以不会成为自我中心的人。
We must read scripture.
我们必须研读经文。
Let me pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, I thank you so much for this day.
父亲，我是如此的感恩。
I thank you so much for everyone who could come and join us today.
我非常感恩今天大家都在这里。
God, I pray that you would move our hearts.
主啊，我祷告你可以改变，你会感动我们的心。
That you will help us fall in love with your word.
你会让我们有一颗爱你话语的心。
That we would feast on the meal that you have given us.
所以当你给我们这些灵粮的时候，我们会享受那丰盛的宴席。
And that God, that we would become people who seek your glory over our own.
主啊，改变我们成为不要去追求自己荣耀的人。
Please bless us, Father.
主啊，赐福给我们。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ.
我这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名祈求。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.